proclamation number 7924 dated the June 20th, 1961. Concept of time and space. The concept of time only applies to the imperfect spiritual being which still experiences limitations of thought and which therefore is also bound to time and space, whereas the perfected spiritual being knows no boundary in past, present and future are the same concept, for the perfect being can see and experience past, present and future events at the same time and will therefore also be eternally happy because nothing exists anymore which could ever burden the being. For the expediency of everything is recognizable given that it helped the being to achieve perfection. It has been surmounted, thus it should belong to the past and yet it is vividly in the present and its effect is always apparent, nonetheless never connected to time and space. Being capable of understanding this is already a sign of approaching perfection, yet not entirely comprehensible for the human being as long as he still lives on earth, as long as he is not perfect and still held captive by time and space. Concepts of eternity are therefore inconceivable for the human being. He can certainly imagine infinitely long periods of time but not fathom them rationally. Just as he cannot imagine that Timur will eventually no longer exist, that he lives and can equally be in the past as well as in the future, that everything that ever happened is apparent to him. Then he will, in fact, also know about a beginning, but this will be just as apparent to him as the attained goal of all beings which originated from God and returned to him again. Then there can be no restriction for a being anymore, for due to its fall into the abyss the being had caused its own restriction. A state of darkness began, followed by gaps of knowledge, of realization. The lack of light was of a temporary nature, because the situation of the beings changed from epoch to epoch. And thus their place of abode also kept changing, which makes a spatial boundary understandable. Time and space are attributes of the imperfect being, which consequently was limited in its activity precisely because it was imperfect. In other words, it was subject to space and time. It was no longer as free as when it emerged from God. It had put itself in chains or allowed itself to be chained by God's adversary, and determined the duration of its confined state itself. It made itself dependent on time as long as it didn't seriously strive towards gaining perfection. Yet one day time and space will have been overcome. One day these concepts will no longer be applicable, because one day perfection will certainly have been attained. And then the being will find it incomprehensible why it had kept itself at a distance from God for so long that it was restricted in every way, and then again it will be able to understand that with the Lord 1,000 years are as one day, because time does not exist for him. Therefore the concept that God is eternal is meaningless, for he is always in the present, the past does not exist for him. He sees future events just as much in the present as past events. He was and is and always will remain the primary nucleus, the vibrant source of strength, the beginning and the ending. He was and is and remains the timeless, infinite being which none of his created beings will ever be able to fathom. And know, therefore, after exists for him. He is always in the present and this present will never end. And every concept of time and space is only ever a characteristic of his once apostatized beings which created their own boundary by reversing their nature, which let that which is perfection become imperfect, which shaped themselves into something God opposing, which reversed their original state into the opposite. And thus the apostatized beings created the law of time and space themselves in which everything of an imperfect nature has to exist, because everything imperfect moves within a certain boundary. Only that which is perfect is unrestricted. However, everything that is subject to limitation is also imperfect, according to the law of eternity. The being came forth from God in perfection, and neither time nor space existed for this being, and it was infinitely happy. Yet its fall into the abyss created boundaries in every way which will only cease to exist when the being has shaped itself back into perfection, to its fundamental nature, to the state in which it was once created by God. Amen.